Imagine picking up or returning a library book or returning on your evening stroll or after a workout at the sports center, no extra trip required. That convenience is set to become a reality, as Milton Council has approved a plan to install remote hold lockers in underserved areas, particularly Ward 4, bringing library services closer to home for thousands of residents. A lot of the new homes that have been built in Milton are in Southwest Milton, which is Ward 4, said Cowan. Sarah Marshall, who introduced the motion at the Monday meeting. The residents that occupy these homes have the furthest distance to travel to access any library services, and that is where these remote hold lockers come into play. The remote hold lockers, to be installed initially at the Milton Sports Center and the Mattamy National Cycling Center, will allow residents to borrow and return books with ease. In addition to towers for books on hold, a glass panel tower will display a selection of titles available for immediate borrowing. Each tower can accommodate up to 60 books. These community centers see more than 1.5 million visitors combined in a year. This means that the benefit is not only to Ward 4, but also to anyone who visits those community centers, Marshall said. She also noted the portability of the lockers, which can be relocated to other sites, including rural areas. When asked by Cowan, Christina Tesser Dirksen about the location choices, Milton Public Library CEO Sarah Douglas Murray explained they were based on several factors, including access to existing IT infrastructure and placement in town-owned facilities with staff available for monitoring. We were also looking for locations that had extended operating hours so that those residents who may work shift work and want to pick up either early in the morning or late at the day could access them, Douglas Murray said. Financially, the town's chief financial officer assured council that there would be no additional burden on taxpayers. The initiative, supported by the Milton Public Library Board and aligned with its master plan, is expected to launch in 2025. On the library's growing popularity, Marshall noted that the library has seen more than 630,000 in-person visits this year.